play calling on her phone. I don't wanna be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. All right. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, back for another week. And we are back into the guests. We had a fantastic show last week with OK Vancouver OK. We had them here. Gosh, they were almost for the whole hour and a half show because they were so wonderful to talk to. And the new record, Influences, is brilliant. And I think an equally brilliant band we have joining us today, they're also from Vancouver and they're called Wild Kind. And they're just sitting in the lounge here at the studio preparing to waltz on in. And it's going to be great. We're going to have a good chat for the next little while and play some of the tunes off their debut EP, which is what we love to do here on Campus and Community Radio, is support independent bands. This show is all about Australian and Canadian music. You can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com. So let's start out with some music from Canberra. I was just trying to think on the bus here what older music to play today, and I noticed that Wild Kind, our special guest today, they flipped me a little song which didn't make it onto their EP, and it has a reference to government and legislature in the lyrics. And I thought, well, just got me thinking of my hometown of Canberra where I grew up, which is the government town in Australia. And then musically, well, a big band that stuck out in my mind from when I grew up was called Sidewinder. We haven't played them for a while. They are a favourite here. We've played them in the past. They formed in Canberra in 1991, featuring the brothers Martin and Nick Kraft, along with Pip Branson and Shane Melder. They are fantastic. Just a really good band at the, you know, right place at the right time, early 90s, when alternative music was getting noticed and supported. And they had the songwriting chops and the fantastic kind of psychedelic, almost Beatlesque type sound, I suppose, at some parts of the music. They were just a really great indie band, and I have fond memories of seeing them. So let's play a few of their songs now. So this is going back to, I think this is about 1995, this record was called Atlantis, and it's one of the first local releases back then that really I thought was fantastic. I'm going to play for you three songs from this band. This is a song called Anything You Want, which was a single off the record Atlantis from 1995. The band is called Sidewinder. And we'll be back very soon with a special guest today, Wild Kind. We'll be right back.
disappear on either side of where I stand. The time has come for ears to numb and eyeballs to expand. Walk the path and drive the road, she said the whole night through. All you ever need to know is I'll come back for you. We'll be right back.
shows. I've had 23 years and more to go under the floor. But ghosts in order, these ones call the times we're living in. Time's in place. You've looked for me in all the wrong places. Searched me out in all the wrong faces. Your limits seem to win.
From the Portland duo Mel Brewers, brings together the Zulu rhythms of Dionysian New Orleans street folk with the kinetic dub bluegrass of New York nerdcore. However, this decrepit rehash only tortures the nubile freshness of their debut, the Whackjite Travelogues. This can only be seen as the decline of a nascent career before it has even begun to incline, and receives their lowest score yet, 7.4 Radioheads out of 10 Arcade Fires.
Want an alternative to music blogs? Discorder Magazine has been supporting Vancouver's independent music community for over 30 years. Come help keep local music journalism alive at the Discorder fundraiser and launch party this December 4th, featuring Rec Center, Skinny Kids, Other Jesus, and CITR's very own DJ Pop Tours. Doors are at 8, with $5 cover before 10 and $10 after. It's happening this Thursday, December 4th at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova. December's best new fundraiser, as selected by Discorder editors.
Welcome back. This is a show called Strand of the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. We started out there with three tracks from a band from that I have fond memories of seeing in live form and devouring the records. They were from Canberra, where I grew up, and the band is called Sidewinder. Fantastic. Just such strong songwriting and featuring two brothers, Nick Kraft and Martin Kraft, as the two main songwriters. And they've both gone on to sort of solo careers. I think they both moved somewhere to England or something like that. Quality music. And I thought I wanted to start with music from Canberra because I noticed that Johnny of the Wild Kind, he actually emailed me a song we're going to play later on that relates to government and legislature. And I just got to, I was thrown immediately back to my teenage years in Canberra, the government town, not the greatest place in the world, but still there's some good things about it, including the music. So there you go. That was Sidewinder. I played for you Everything You Want. And then Evil Eye, and both those songs were from the Atlantis record from 95. And then that super catchy song there was from a record called Tangerine, their last album, an absolute underrated classic, I think. The song was called Titanic Days. So we're blessed today to have another band in the studio. Last week was OK Vancouver OK. This week is Wild Kind. Hello, Wild Kind.
Hey. Hello. Hello.
And the whole band are here, but from left to right. I'm going to see if I have it right. We have Lindsay.
Yep.
On bass.
That's me.
We have Johnny on guitar and vocals.
Hi.
We have, and you're going to hear an accent here, Lindsay. Natalie. Natalie.
Kia ora. Traditional Māori greeting.
Natalie on drums, and then Matt on guitar.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in. We were just talking out the back about it's strange how time... You know, time is so malleable and how things turn out, because apparently you guys mailed us a postcard a long time ago and I finally found it in my pigeonhole like about a month ago. So sometimes it takes a while, but you're here finally.
Just that classic Canada post efficiency we're used to here in Canada. Yeah, we mailed them out in April or May, I guess, maybe at the latest, but the record came out April 1st, so it was around then.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And in your email, and you mentioned that Natalie was from New Zealand. So immediately I was like, yes, this must happen, because this is a show where we play Kiwi music. It's Australian / New Zealand, really. So
lumped us in together, like most people do.
Yeah, it's just, I guess it's a marketing thing. You got to pigeonhole. I don't know, but
yeah.
I definitely would love to talk about New Zealand soon, but let's start. Actually, I'll put it to all you guys. I know, at least in your promo material, mentions that kind of the origin of the band was somebody, I guess maybe Johnny, put up an ad somewhere saying, looking for bandmates, must love Eric's Trip. And that's a band that I've known of, but no, I have no idea about them, but I know they're from the East, and you're from the East.
Yeah. When I kind of really got into music, after a brief Garth Brooks phase, I was living in Nova Scotia, and so I was really getting into local stuff there. And I was actually kind of at the far tail end of the Halifax pop explosion, as they've called it. But this one that bands like Sloan came out of, and Eric's Trip was one of them. And they were actually from Moncton, New Brunswick. But ended up getting signed to Sub Pop, I think, and kind of all the mess after Sloan kind of hit it big as the next Nirvana. So, but Eric's Trip is one of those bands. I know Lindsay was a big fan of them too growing up.
Absolutely.
A very just do-it-yourself aesthetic, but not punk too, because I mean that was the other reference points in high school. And
they're kind of super chunky.
Yeah, yeah. So it was just I think a good model for our band in some respects.
It's an interesting time because I was literally reading an article 2 days ago about Canadian bands that made it onto Sub Pop Records over the years, and I'm going to list a few of them because people might not realize. Eric's Trip, The Constantines, Wolf Parade, Metz, Handsome Furs, Hot Heat, and there's a whole other bunch. So that's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, Hot Adida from Victoria, I think. Mm-hmm. Handsome Furs, might be Montreal. But.
Yeah.
Wolf Parade is kind of a mix of... No, it's Montreal. So.
Yeah, Wolf Parade, sorry, was kind of Vancouver-ish. Yeah. And there's a super group they did, too.
Super group.
Dan Beha and...
Oh, then
Swan Lake?
Swan Lake, yeah, they met them in Sub Pop, too. But,
oh, okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Should
verify
this.
Yeah, here it is.
Nobody fact-checked this.
Well, if anyone's curious, there's an article. It's just it came out 3 days ago. 20 Canadian bands who released music on Sub Pop. So for any of the historians out there, I regard myself as that. So I'm going to go through that list. But so that's interesting to get a sense of one of your influences at least. So did you literally, did you put that out on Craigslist or something looking for folks?
Yeah, it was, well, I met Lindsay probably about a year before that posting through another Craigslist ad that her and a friend had tried to start a band.
Different music project that I was doing. He turned out to be a singer in our band.
It was awful.
That didn't work out. That brutal. Band didn't go anywhere either, but he contacted me about a year later. Just like, I want to actually start my own thing with my own music. Are you interested?
Yeah, and then we had Mark, or previous guitarist, who we can talk about. He's sailing down the east coast of the United States right now with his girlfriend. But he lives in the West End of Vancouver, too. So he responded to the post just because, like, oh, somebody in the West End, too.
Mm.
And then Natalie replied, too. And then I ignored it.
The Kiwi. What's
that? It was completely unintentional. And then we posted the ad, and then she replied and said, you know, hey, you jerk, you didn't reply to me first time. Yeah, maybe. And then I said, sure, and then promised to let her jam later that night, and then ended up double booking by accident and said, maybe next week. So she really stuck it through. She kept in there.
Okay, well... we'll talk a little bit more about the origin of the band soon, but I'm really curious. I wouldn't mind playing this Eric Strip song just to get a sense of what was going on in Johnny's head back then and everyone, I guess. So this is a song you picked called Girlfriend?
Yeah, and this, I can't remember the name of the album, but it's probably like a classic Eric Strip song, one that I tend to steal a lot of harmonies from.
Here he is. Here we go. Eric's trip from Eastern Canada, Nova Scotia, to be precise.
New Brunswick. Moncton, New Brunswick.
Oh, New Brunswick. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Thank you. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
You're tuning in to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And we started out there with an older song from Canada, Eric's Trip. I've never played them on the station here. And I guess it's about time, because people say they're, including my guest today, quite a seminal band from the 90s period of Canadian rock. Mm-hmm. The song is called Girlfriend from the record Forever Again. That's Eric's Trip. And they ended up on Sub Pop Records, as we said. And that song was followed by Wild Kind, which is an incredibly catchy song called The Mountains of New Brunswick from the Mountains EP. It's a debut recording, and the entire band is with me today.
Yeah. Keeping the New Brunswick theme between those two songs, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so yeah, Eric Stripper from New Brunswick, and... sorry, Johnny, were you from there? No, you studied there.
Yeah, I went to school at the University of New Brunswick, and I also worked for a couple of years in Moncton. But I'm from Nova Scotia, from Sydney, Nova Scotia.
Okay.
Yeah. I also have family from there. I'm not personally from there, but
okay.
A large part of my family lives in Cape Breton as well.
Okay.
I'm from Calgary.
You're from Calgary. Ah, yeah. Cool. Okay. And over on the right there, we don't know the mystery man, Matt, where he's from.
The
newest member of the band.
New guy, Matt. This is his debut. No.
Yeah, I got headhunted. Decided to go on his epic boating adventure. They needed a guitar player, and Lindsay has seen my previous band. had seen my previous band play, so she knew I played guitar, and she just kind of said, hey, do you want to try out? And I was like, yes. Because I was wanting to, you know, I wasn't in any bands or anything like that. So I came and just... Yeah. Tried to learn the songs as best I could from the EP. The EP had already been recorded. And, so we've just been sort of woodshedding those songs.
Yeah. And how long has the band been together? I mean, since you put that first ad out to get interested people who liked Eric's Trip, when was that? Like,
well, we had a first band anniversary last year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That
it was, I think we said May 2013-ish is our... Bandiversary.
Kind of like knowing that a cat you adopted was born. You don't really know. You just make up a birthday.
Or your own child, whatever.
Yeah.
Sometime in the spring.
Yeah. Okay.
We had a cake.
Dude, we had a bandiversary cake.
Thanked my mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Natalie, when did you come here from New Zealand?
2.5 years ago.
And was it just to seek adventure, or you came for school? Or?
No, I originally just came on a working holiday visa, and I work in film and TV, so I know that's kind of a big deal here. So I wound up, landing a pretty sweet job, my employers have kind of helped me stay in the country, which is good. So, yeah, sticking around for a while.
So you don't have to get booted out because of visa things?
Not just yet.
Yeah.
When I first joined the band, I didn't let on how precarious my
residency
situation was. When I finally got my work permit through, I was like, you guys, let's celebrate. Why? Because I'm not being deported.
There was actually a guy, I met him a few times. He was a long-term DJ on this station. I forget his name. He was an American, and he'd been here for like decades. And somehow they found out he wasn't meant to be here, and within a week he was gone. Like, his entire life he had to pack up within a week, which would be very traumatic. But
that would be the worst.
Yeah. But that's that's good to hear that you're here for quite a while. And like music, did you sort of just fall into it here, or did you really have a set plan that you wanted to get involved?
Never played drums until she
never.
We told her
about it. Yeah. No, I've played in bands for most of my life. I was back in New Zealand, I was in a sort of highly ironic synth pop band.
Awesome.
I started playing with these guys here and had to remember that there are other time signatures other than 4/4.
Yeah.
After playing like dance music for about the last 3 years. So, yeah. No, I had maybe about 8 months or something where I wasn't playing music and I really missed it.
Yeah.
Kind of didn't start feeling like home here until I was playing music again. So, yeah.
So you tried to fill the hole with a double neck guitar.
This is true. <There he goes. laughs> Fills a big hole.
There is a brief Instagram video floating around of Natalie and Johnny both playing it at the same time.
Yeah.
A double neck guitar? Like one of those Jimmy
with
Page
a bass and a guitar.
Oh.
Just me attempting to do everything myself.
Yeah. That exists? Oh my God. How does one even find that? Like, you wouldn't just walk into a porn store and find it. Oh, okay. Well, do you think that's going to show up on an EP recording anytime soon?
Maybe a music video.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
It's from Magnum Opus.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be cute to, like, we were looking at music video ideas. I'm not sure for what song, but they have these, like, sweaters where you have, like, two, like, the giant sweaters.
The Cuddle Jumper.
The Cuddle Jumper. Oh, that's from the Would I Lie to You, the panel show. UK panel show.
Yeah, and so there's two, basically this big sweater with two holes for heads and, like, two arms, so you get two people into this giant sweater. Right. And we're demonstrated it. If you're here, it'd be way more clear. But
fill on radio.
But we had this idea of a music video of two Cuddle Jumpers and kind of having, like, half the band sharing this bass guitar monstrosity, and then and then the other half playing drums and singing, which would have been me and Natalie, I guess. But yeah, but we never did it.
Yeah.
But it would have been cozy.
It would have. The idea is amazing.
Yeah. Well, we're here on Stranded chatting with the Wild Kind. I've come all the way down. On the bus, did you guys get the number 99?
84.
84. 84? I was also on the 84.
Yeah, it runs right by my work.
At one point, I was the only one on the bus, and it was very strange.
Yeah. Bus driver took a break, apparently.
He tried to take a break, and then he realized I was on the bus.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, never mind.
Not today.
Should get you to your destination. Yes, sir.
Well, let's get into maybe another track from the EP. The EP is called Mountains. The band is Wild Kind. Does anyone want to pick one the next track?
I'd say Coasts.
Coasts, yeah.
Coasts.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Wild Kind. And you can find the band online at wildkind.bandcamp.com. And we'll be right back to chat some more with the guys.
Sing songs to set fire. just want a mention. I'm starved of attention. Are you listening? Oh, are you listening? It's not about fame. Just want someone to say I did well. So a smile or a thumbs up, a nod, a big up, anything would be swell.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
Thanks for tuning in to Stranded. We're online at ozstrandedradio.com and also on Twitter at ozstranded. So that was a bit of a change of pace there. That song was from New Zealand, Christchurch specifically. The group was called Ed Music, M-U-Z-I-K. That's a previous project of Natalie from New Zealand on drums here from Wildkind. Yes. So thank you, Natalie. So Christchurch.
Oh, yeah.
What can you tell us about Christchurch?
It's mostly fallen down. We had a big earthquake there about 3 years ago.
That's right.
So, but it's, I don't know, it's an interesting place. It's rebuilding and there's some really interesting things going on. And a lot of good music kind of coming out of it. Really. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. That's Ed Music is the project. And now Natalie is all the way over here in Canada, in Vancouver, and she's playing music with Johnny, Matt, and Lindsay, who are all four members make up the band Wildkind. So the song we played before that was from the Wildkind EP. It's called Coasts. You even have your lyrics up here. What is it just about Canada and the two coasts and traveling between?
I was in a band from Halifax. I never lived in Halifax, but everyone who's near Halifax is part of a band there, which is how it works. And there's a band called Catholic Gaydar, and we, when I moved out here, kind of tried to sort of still play music with my friend Matt. It didn't really work out very well, but he's still doing his own thing and doing some really fun stuff out in Halifax. But it was kind of just talking a bit about that band and now being all the way out here in Vancouver and, you know, can that continue in some weird fashion? And it didn't. But no, spoiler. But but it's cool. It's all good.
And now I noticed there's a song on your YouTube channel that's not here on the EP. It's called Steve Jobs.
Oh,
what's
that
all about?
It got retitled.
Yeah, it got retitled.
Oh,
this one. Well, Coast used to be called This Is a Dream of Matt and Johnny.
Right, because I ripped off the chords from This Is the Dream of Wynn and Regine from Owen Pallett.
Yeah. Anyway, Johnny decided to retitle a bunch of songs.
Oh, right. Okay.
So Think Different on Mountains is actually what Steve Jobs used to speak of.
Yeah. And
I mean, the other way around.
Yeah, and the melody came to me. I was walking across the Burrard Street Bridge the day Steve Jobs died. And so it just kind of felt, I just continued from that theme. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. But I didn't want to call a song Steve Jobs. It just seemed a bit stupid.
I think that YouTube clip you're talking about is from our first show.
Yeah. Probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says 1 year ago.
There we go.
Yeah.
At our home and at the Cobalt. So
there often.
Yeah.
The house band. Yeah.
Well, actually, this might be a good time to talk about anything upcoming, any shows? Actually, you said offline you're not playing a lot right now because you're recording.
Yeah, we're working on a new EP, actually, because this came out in April. Mm. So we're working on a new EP and also 7-inch that'll have a new song plus The Mountains of New Brunswick, which you may have heard earlier.
Yeah.
And so we're probably prepping that for March-ish.
Yeah. Well, and plus Matt's new, so...
Yeah.
And he went away for, like, a month. So, yeah. Catching up to do. So we're just kind of, figuring everything out with the new member. And so we're hoping to play some shows in the new year before we release our new thing.
Yeah, with the Mountains EP, we kind of took forever to do it. Because we were playing shows and having fun doing that. And just, we had delays and on a number of areas. So... I literally released it on April 1st with kind of no warning, just because I was sick of having it and not having released it. So we're actually trying to take our time this time to make sure we do some promotion, get those postcards out to radio DJs.
several months in advance.
Hand-deliver them or something. Yeah. So it's the plan.
Okay, well, and this song, we've only got about 9 minutes left, so we should get into this song soon that you emailed me. Is this one that is going to be on the new EP or just didn't make the cut from the last one? Or
It was originally thought to be maybe putting it on an EP, but we ended up just not doing anything with it. So this is its debut, although we've been playing it live for...
Exclusive.
Forever.
Exclusive.
I should mention that Kyle Statham of Bear Mountain mixed and mastered, helped do some re-recording, maybe even on this song, for us. So thank you, Kyle. So.
Okay. So this is a song called...
Some Honorable Members OO, which is a stupid twerk of Canadian Hansard notation.
All right.
Everyone's super interested in about.
Well, this brings the show full circle because I played some Canberra music at the start, and Canberra being the government town. Hansard's bringing us together today.
It's true.
I read plenty of that at university. Here we go. This is The Wild Kind with an unreleased track called Honourable Members OO.
Honourable Members OO. I
honorable members of parliament. Set some honorable members of parliament. Honorable members of parliament.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
So that song, I think we'll call it a Stranded exclusive. That's an unreleased track from Wildkind, Vancouver indie pop band, and the song was called Honourable Members. I don't think there's enough songs out there that really reference the parliamentary process enough.
It's true, it's not, yeah. So we're actually, well, my big thought is there's going to be an election, federal election next year, so maybe we can release it as a single, like, kind of a tie-in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone will be talking about it anyways.
Well, I mean, you never know. Like, I'd suggest do a really cool video clip. Like, I'm just thinking of it. There's an Australian punk band. Damn, I forget the name of it. I'll look it up. They did, and they're from Canberra, and they did a really clever film clip. Somehow they got access to a lot of the offices of these politicians, and the film clip was like, they brought the camera in, like sitting with these guys in suits and like just kind of being wacky and stuff. And it's really effective, especially for a punk band.
Wow.
To be in the halls of power. Like, I guess someone's mum knew someone, you know?
Yeah.
So there you go. Maybe I'll plant that seed. And
Yeah. I thought of it also, because they always record all these proceedings and stuff on C-SPAN. I think they're all public domain, so I don't know if you can do like a supercut of Stephen Harper or something.
Yeah.
maybe no one will want to watch the video then.
You just got to be careful.
It's,
you know,
to all the same people who watch it.
This video inspires me to hate, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. But.
It's a lot of preaching to the choir these days.
Yeah. Just a supercut of Stephen Harper standing up and buttoning his jacket. That's just.
Yeah?
Oh. Yeah. Let me be clear.
He's just ruined buttoning jackets for everyone.
Well, it looks like we're out of time. Wouldn't mind fading out a song if we could just before sports.
Sure.
So thanks, Wildkind, for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Johnny, we've only got three of the band left at the moment. So Matt, Natalie, and Johnny, thanks for coming.
Cheers.
Thanks.
The band is Wildkind at wildkind.bandcamp.com. Okay. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. This is Stranded. And we'll leave you with one more song from Wildkind. And this is called Big Think Different from the Wildkind EP Mountains.
If I could simplify the world by just one click and make my bad decisions all perfect. If I could simplify ourselves by just one bit, I think it'd make my demons all worth it. Thank you.
CITR Sports live presentation of Canada West Conference Women's Hockey on 101.9 FM. The University of Calgary Dinos face off against the UBC Thunderbirds tonight at the Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Sports Center. It's time for the opening face-off, and for the play-by-play call of the game, let's connect right now with our commentators ringside.
For the winter semester, there's still hockey to be played, as in Canada West women's hockey action, the UBC Thunderbirds tonight will take on the Calgary Dinos. I'm CJ Pentland alongside Akil Casamali, and we've got two games left before the winter break here in the Canada West, and two teams right at the top of the Canada West standings in a huge logjam, looking to get some crucial points heading into this final weekend.
Yeah, UBC has lost three games in a row, so they're looking to turn things around. 2 weeks ago, they were in Calgary where they won both games against the Dinos, so they're looking to build on that tonight.
UBC, a bit of a skid as of late. There's the four teams tied for first at the top of the Canada West standings. UBC along with Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Alberta, and then Calgary right behind as well at 25 points. You can hear the two teams down there really ramped up for this one. We're right next to our wireless mic down between the two benches, and we're underway here at the Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Sports Center as Calgary controls off the opening draw. Calgary on the young season so far, 7-3-4. UBC right up above at 8-3-3. The puck goes down into the UBC zone. It's a bit of a scramble. The UBC looks to try and exit here. Comes loose, and Nicole Saxvik comes up and plays it up the center where it's stopped right in the neutral zone. The two teams battle away for it. UBC heading from left to right here. Calgary heading from right to left in their away red jerseys with the yellow and white trim. UBC in their home whites with the blue and gold. Tardif now for UBC plays it up through center onto the stick of Schottmeyer, who plays it in, and they'll go off on a change. Stop behind the net by the Calgary goalie tonight, Haley Dowling. Calgary gets up to the point, but that's stopped there. The shot from the point skids out to the near boards now as fielded by UBC. Coming away with it now, Emily O'Neill fighting, but taken away. Coming in now on the other side on the far, swinging it around. There to help out is Williams for Calgary. Now behind the net as UBC is establishing a bit of a forecheck here to